Hi, everyone. I'm Eleanor, and you're listening to Sweet Deviation, the podcast designed to help you navigate, organize, and get creative while living with ADD. In each episode, I'll share personal stories, tricks, and insights that I've used to break through daily challenges. And together, we will lean into the diagnosis and stop fighting our natural tendencies. Hello, and welcome to episode 5. I am going to take a break from our regularly scheduled conversation. I mentioned at the end of last episode that I was going to talk about all the shiny things, and God knows I have tried. This is my third attempt at recording this podcast. Both times previously, my mic was off. So you would think that after I did the podcast the first time, I thought, okay, good run through, let me try it again and turn on the mic. I didn't. So I had to sit with, why am I so distracted? Why isn't this working? Well, I had hesitated in the last few days to continue the podcast. I haven't gone public yet. If you're listening to this, you're listening to it delayed because I have decided that I was going to record a certain number before I went and made these public. Right now, they're password protected. And I had been struggling with the idea that it just wasn't good enough. I had shared it with my dear friend, my college buddy, and I had expressed to him that, you know, I wanted him to give me his very honest opinion about it. And it's been the holidays and he was traveling. And when I didn't hear back, I just thought like, oh, he doesn't have the heart to tell me how horrible it is. And I allowed myself to kind of just wallow in the lie that it wasn't good enough. And so I have spent the last few days really beating myself up because I felt like here's another thing I've started, was excited about, did pretty well, enjoyed, and now I can't do anymore because of the shame of not being good enough. So I'm going to take the message of not having recorded the last two takes as a message that maybe this is the more important thing that we need to talk about. It is a new year, and we're hoping for big changes. I'm hoping that they'll be good. I'm hoping for good things to come our way. But there's still something that I carried. You know, it's not like the hour turns and it's midnight and all of the old stuff is gone. I mean, I'm carrying some stuff. I'm carrying it still. And I want to be honest about that because it's not going to go away in, you know, 6 months of being medicated or 6 months of having a podcast. The reality is, the lies that I tell myself about not being good enough are so consistent. It just doesn't end. It hasn't ended yet. But I told you early on that I would be transparent. So here we are. I don't know what the answer is, but I can tell you that I'm here. I worked on those coping cards. I asked myself if this was true, and I felt like it isn't, because I really do trust that if my friend Chris didn't like it, he would call me and say, hey, listen, you know, you're putting a lot of personal stuff out there. Maybe reconsider, maybe share it with your family or your friends, but let's not go live with this because it's being too vulnerable and you might regret it later, or you're making a fool about it, or you have a phony phone voice. Any of those things could have happened. And I know that he would have called me to tell me that, because we have only dealt in honesty for the last, gosh, 30 years that I've known Chris. So I had to come back to this with a renewed, fresh interest in, is this something that I enjoy? And the answer is yes. Has it been helpful? The answer is yes. Is it helping me get to my goal of, you know, sorting through this idea of living with ADD and being honest about it and not carrying shame about it? Yes, yes, it absolutely has. This podcast, you know, my son had said, gosh, Mom, it would be great because you might help some people. And I told him, I said, son, if I help myself, I'm successful. So in that spirit, I decided that this third go of it, I wasn't going to read anything else about shiny things until I was able to get through the honesty of the lies that we tell ourselves. So if you haven't heard the previous podcast on the coping cards, look for it in the directory. If you find yourself stuck, start the new year with a renewed hope that you can get yourself through these loops and stop the negative self-talk. We are our biggest bully because, as my friend Chris just recently told me, because I did call him, I called him because I said, the only way I'm going to get an honest answer is to just ask him. And he said, no, he says, the problem with the voices in our heads is that we take them wherever we go. So they're not bullies that bullied you and now they've moved away or they've silenced them or you've unfriended them on Facebook. The voice in your head is going to follow you forevermore. And I thought, yes, that's true. So it's my obligation now to silence it. And if I can help you to do the same, then happily, here I am. In all my honesty, in all my fears, in all my shame for whatever reason, this is the podcast that's coming about. So again, I'll start fresh. I welcome you. The microphone is on. And now we're going to cover very, very quickly what episode 5 was intended to be, and that is all the shiny things. And I was inspired to talk about this because I do sometimes feel like I'm this creative magpie. And if you're not familiar with magpies, they're, first of all, some of the most intelligent birds, so we're in good company. But they are known for scavenging shiny objects. They're just avid collectors. They adorn their nests with tinsel and broken pieces of glass and any shiny object that they can find. And that's, you know, what they're most known for. And I can really resonate with that because I have things that I have among my possessions that I'm most proud of that would make no sense to anybody else. But they're things that I've collected over the years because they were shiny. So not only are these shiny things that we collect, they're also distractions to us. So I wanted to talk about how we can kind of reduce some of that noise in the shiny objects so that we can get to a place that we're actually reaching our potential and our goals without the distractions. And I'm going to share a quick story for the third time that I felt was important because one of the things that I've done in the new year, like I always do, is I promise that I'm going to be more organized. And that's usually losing weight and getting organized are always on my list of New Year's resolutions. So as usual, I decided that I was going to get rid of some stuff. And what I found going through my old notebooks, because I have so many of them, my journals, I found that I had a stack of journals that honestly had just chronicled a lot of my darkest hours, my sadness. I mean, they were tear-stained confusion about so many things that I just felt I was broken. I've had those darkness, sometimes that overwhelming sadness, and it just overcomes me. And I know that in talking to people, I have friends who have said like, oh, it's so selfish to be depressed. It's just got to get it together. You got to just, that would be fantastic. Yes, if I could. And I think that there are more of us now who are finally coming out to say that this is a gripping, serious sadness. It's not a choice. Nobody chooses to be sad. So I decided after reading just a few pages of those journals that I was ready to kind of leave that behind me. I don't want to carry that anymore. I think that I kept them because it was bearing witness. If I could tell myself I was sad because all of these things happened, then it can justify that, of course, I should be sad because all of these things happened. So I had told Jim, look, these are the stacks of journals and I think I'm ready to part with them. And he suggested that we have a bonfire and we live out in a rural area. So it's not unusual, you know, for us to kind of just go out there and campfire on our property. So I thought, well, that'll be good. We'll go out there, have a glass of wine, burn some of these things. It might be therapeutic and just kind of send them off and not carry them into the new year with me. So as I'm cleaning, I came across this doll. It's a porcelain doll that somebody gave my daughter years ago. And we've carried it around because it was a pretty little doll, but my kids always said it was creepy, and it was. She had a little Victorian dress, and, you know, she wasn't creepy in an Annabelle way, but still the kids didn't like her. So much that whenever I asked my daughter if she wanted her when she was moving out of the house, she said, absolutely not. And I still moved with that doll all of these years. So I decided, like, I need to get rid of her. She had a little broken, like, porcelain leg, so there was no point in, you know, donating her. She just was not worth keeping. And Jim, of course, you know, his eyes lit up at the thought of being able to burn her, because that's Jim. I don't know if that sounds horrible, because it really, it's just Jim. He likes fire. But he said, it'll be awesome. I'll take a video of it. And I thought, okay, that could be kind of cool. So he did, and it was. And hopefully I can upload it and y'all can see this video of Jim burning this doll. And anyhow, I thought, well, good. At least she had her last hurrah and she wasn't creepy. She wasn't known as a creepy doll. Jim had a good time and, you know, her place here on this earth, you know, served this great purpose that he was able to enjoy. And then I forgot about it. My journals were gone. I felt a lightness about it and I forgot about it. I came into the house. We, you know, got ready for bed that night, didn't think about it. I don't know at what point this happened, but the next morning, as I was washing our coffee cups, I noticed that the head, the porcelain head with empty eye sockets, was now an LED light. Jim had stuffed LEDs into the skull of this doll, and this creepy ash-covered porcelain head is now sitting on my windowsill. And I just didn't even know, like, oh, what do I do with that? This is my life. And I did laugh, and it's funny. But then I thought, at what point do I tell Jim, like, that's not really the look I'm after? And it's his house, too, so maybe I don't have a right to. But it was kind of hilarious to think that, you know, here, even in me, in my wanting to declutter, my battle is real, y'all, because Jim's ADD is right there with mine. And so we see potential in things that maybe we shouldn't. And I'm not asking you guys to get rid of your, you know, collection of bottle caps that I'm sure you're going to make an awesome end table or light shade with. Who knows? I get it. ADD people generally have a very creative side because our brains never stop. We're great at problem solving. We're really good at looking at something and saying, this is how we could fix that and make it awesome. And Jim and I both do it, like dangerously do it. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but I'm asking you to be aware of these things that we collect, because what I think it does and what I'm finding is that it takes a valuable space in my home and in my mind. Because if I see something that I think I'm going to do and I know that I won't have the time to do it, and it just gets tossed into the corner or it just becomes more of an eyesore, and not only does it take a valuable space in my home where I live, but in my mind where I have to think of the failure of not having done it. So then you kind of create this negative talk again because there's evidence of something that you didn't finish, or there's a distraction when you should be doing something else and now you're going to learn how to, you know, macrame whatever. So I just offer that up to you guys to consider getting rid of some of these things that are your distractions. If you're a creative person, find the space that you can honestly look at an object and determine whether or not it's adding to your greatest good. So in the case of this doll head, I don't know. That's not mine to decide. That's really going to be up to Jim. I don't see a future in it, but we'll see. I'll keep you all posted. But I also want to remind you that there are some very specific things that you can do. If you have an object that you're not sure you can part with, put it aside, put it in a bin, mark it for 6 months from now. And in June, decide, was there anything in here that I've missed? Is there anything in there that I need to retrieve and bring back because it adds joy to my life? And I know that adding joy is, I get it, it's overused. The last time I got rid of something that added joy to my life, it was a goat. Like, seriously, no kidding. I had to get rid of this goat. He did not suffer from ADD. His only focus was breeding, and that's all he wanted to do, no matter gates, no matter fences, no matter anything we did to distract him. So I'm not asking you to see if it sparks joy. That's not what I'm saying. My point is it distracting you from something? Are these shiny things, are they really going to be things that we accomplish? If so, then put it on that list of things to do. At the end of that list, like we talked about last week, where you set the timer and say, I'm going to give myself an hour to accomplish this unfinished task. And then that's when you really get to judge whether or not it's something that you're really going to do. Because I can think off the top of my head right now that if I made myself tonight do three different things, I'm tossing them. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not going to paint that tin. I'm not going to turn it into something Pinterest worthy. It's just not going to happen because my time is more valuable and I'd rather do other things. So I'll donate it. I'll toss it. I'll do something else with it, but it's not going to get in my way this year. So I hope that this has been helpful because I know that so many of us do find that the shiny objects get our attention. So one last thing I'll share with you, which might add to your sense of this is okay, right? When I first got my diagnosis, after I had the test, I had to go back to my primary care doctor. And, you know, I was a little bit like, yeah, I guess I do have ADD. And her response was really surprising and refreshingly surprising, actually, because she said, well, she goes, you know, that's really interesting because that probably is what helped your ancestors to survive. So I sat on that white crinkly paper and just kind of like tuned in, like, what? Tell me something good. And she said, yes. She goes, I imagine genetically, the ADD might have helped your ancestors cope. So historically, she said, your ADD might have made you a great warrior. And I just thought, like, what? What do you mean? And she says, yeah. She goes, imagine that your ancestors, if they had, you know, a lot of things hitting them at one time from every kind of direction, it would serve them to not be focused on the one little thing. You know, don't be focused on, not to say that there's not a room for that. Let me just be clear. If I have to go into surgery, please, please, please give me the guy that can focus on the berries, okay? That's fine. Or the gal. It's fine. But when it comes to dealing with life, we all have our place. So if having ADD meant that we were able to be the ones that were on the outskirts of the community, watching every single direction for any kind of danger, and that allowed us to survive to be here today, then yes, I will wear that badge. So I was so grateful that she is open-minded enough that she could see that. And I encourage you, if you have children who are suffering, if you're a teacher that has students who have ADD, do not shame them. Do not ask them why they can't sit still. Instead, let's encourage each other because we have these traits that allowed us to be here today. And I do believe that it's true. It takes every one of us, whatever different characteristics we bring, I think there's value in it. And I'm going to own my value today, and I hope that you do too. We are warriors, friends. We come from great warrior genes, and I'm going to own that. So when you're looking around and you see those things that are distracting you, consider, is this the genetic you that's just trying to look at everything or hold on to everything? Can you look at a project that you know you're not going to finish and say, this has taken up enough of this real estate that I live in, and get rid of it. Clear your mind, start the new year, hopeful that you're able to get rid of some of these things that are holding you back. Let's move onward, forward. Together, we can make it happen. If you have any suggestions, if anything that you found has worked for you, please share it. That's what this is about, so that we can all get to the place that we can be our best selves. And if we're going to have shiny objects, let it be us. Take the rust off of it and start fresh in this new year. I encourage you, if you haven't already, go to sweetdeviation.com or follow. If you can subscribe to this podcast, follow the podcast. If you find that you're enjoying it, let me know, because I'm telling you, there's going to be another day where I'm sitting here wondering whether or not this was a good idea. And it would sure make it easier to know that there's somebody out there who feels like it's been helpful. So I thank you for your time. I pray that we can all move forward in this new year with a renewed excitement about what our ADD is going to show us next, and that we can all enjoy a sweet deviation. Thanks for listening.